Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft.
Good
perfect,
shot.
Perfect. Now we have the, what's your name?
He said, listen, I can't get two names right at the same
time. The Christina Lu show is where we are right now, but it's very funny. I just want to go back to Madeline Singus for a second.
Are you having an affair with her?
No, but I think she's a remarkable woman.
That's a joke, audience. Yeah, that's absolute joke.
She's a remarkable woman, and I think the county has to be so happy that she did step up to run.
Mm.
Because she could have turned around and said, I'll be number two no matter who wins, because they need me. But
what she didn't say is the actual pressure and time
involved.
Oh,
that's a whole different issue. Yeah. It was horrendous.
On a personal level.
This year alone, there's been 163 CNC meetings. And a CNC meeting is a choice and consequence, which is a driving and reckless driving project program, drunk program.
Hmm.
163 CNCs have been.
She appears at all of them?
No. I don't even know. She wouldn't go to them. It's programs that she has within the county.
In case someone's listening who would like to know.
I have cancer, sure. 163 days since Christina's birthday.
There you
go. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
Iris just thought you had, like, a lot of information. You were just really invested. You were just super invested in this.
Yeah, wow. Like when you started, like, oh, no.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just know 163. That's really where it ends.
That was good, Iris. I liked it.
She was intrigued by it. But there you go. All right, everyone, mark it down.
We're coming to this midway mark.
The halfway is
the halfway
certainly
is around
coming.
The corner.
I know once October comes in, you know, that's when it's really kicking.
That you celebrate your half birthday?
I never did, but John was the first person that actually celebrated my half birthday.
I do it with my family. Nobody's ever done it for me, but yeah. I've done
oh, really?
It with them. We
yes,
just
John
passed
did it
mine.
For me once, and you know, then it just kind of stuck. It became a thing. So thank you, John.
Because the
that.
Pressure just builds. It's like letting a little air out of the balloon. We can't wait 365 days.
I love it. So great. But yes. All right, everyone, mark it down. And I also want to let people know on a serious note, the St. Francis van, which is the cardiac screening van, which is offers free health screenings, I want to remind people, and you do not need to make an appointment, which is my favorite part of this. We have that, and we also have our hearing van, which is free. That's with Millneck Center for Hearing Health. So I just want to remind you, a lot of times, if space allows, we try to have both vans there at the same time. So okay. It kind of serves as a one-stop shop of free health screenings if you're in the area. And it's so great because I keep track of the numbers of people that go, and the numbers have been increasing, which I think is really exciting.
May I make an aside here? Mm-hmm. And I certainly am not promoting this, but I got something in the mail that AARP mm-hmm. is partnering with Hear America, I believe it's called, mm-hmm. and you get a 20% discount on a hearing aid.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So
people need to know whether they choose to do that or not.
I agree.
But you ask around and...
No, and then, you know, and what's really wonderful about both of these vans as well is they give you referrals, too, which I think is so wonderful. So you can actually go in the van and it's purely educational kind of thing, which I think is certainly something important to do.
The hearing aid thing, just quick, the hearing aid thing is so controversial, not controversial. 20% discounts are important. The veterans do some mm-hmm. of the program.
Yeah,
hearing aids are expensive.
Yeah.
So you have to,
once
you get diagnosed,
that's why I threw it
find
out.
The best
yes.
deal. Are you really, at that point
no,
in time,
it's
you're just
research
finding
needs
the best
to be
deal.
Done, absolutely.
It's not the only thing.
Right, right,
you understand?
Right.
But it's something, as you say, look around, go and visit and see. Make
yep.
your own decision.
Absolutely.
So the next van will be September 24th, and that will be over at Fuchillo Park between 10 and 2 p.m., and the hearing van will be there as well.
Okay.
So you could
okay.
do both on that date. So that's the September date. You know, we have a bunch coming up in October, and, you know, I'll promote it each month. But I just want to remind everyone that you do not need to make an appointment. So if you happen to be in the area, you could pop in and get these free screenings, which I think is great. So it takes a little bit of the pressure off, which
I think is good
for everyone, because making a commitment is kind of the rough part half the time. Also back in action is the Fall Fridays at Yes We Can Community Center. And this is a whole series that we have that's really absolutely wonderful, and the dedication of people who attend it is absolutely fabulous. So it's the Exercise for Balance and Strength that's presented by NYU Winthrop University Hospital, that kicks off September 27th between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Then there is 11:15 to 12:15. You can go to What in the World is Going On, which is a current and world events discussion group, which is facilitated by one of our PI members, Dr. Armin Rosenblatt. Then there is at 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. is Color Me Calm, which Gia over at our department does, which is a nice, it's the adult coloring, which is, it's nice because it's, and I hear, you hear people laughing and socializing and talking, and it really becomes kind of a support group, and you're just kind of coloring.
Right, right.
Which is lovely. But you need to register for all these activities.
I remember we first started talking about those coloring.
Yeah.
It was like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years
And I mean,
ago.
And then we're 11 because it's, I mean, now everywhere you go,
there's
all different themes, you know, and they, which is wonderful. They have, you know, themes for different things you may be going for. There's a grief one.
I think I heard people say, I heard this from Christina.
I put them on the app. I should get some kind of cut for 100%. It, I think, you know.
And all these coloring books started coming out.
Right.
So, yeah. Enter a raffle.
They got some nerve. But it's really a great program and everyone enjoys it. But you need to register because space is limited for that too. Also kicking off is the fabulous free Project Independence exercise classes, which are all over the place. You know, we have fitness classes, we have line dancing, Zumba, yoga, Tai Chi, and they're offered at all different locations. I can go on forever about this, but you need to register for these as well. So definitely please call and register because it's great. They're absolutely free. And the fact that you have...
I take two.
Oh, which ones do you take, Iris?
Yeah. Oh, well, I always try to take as many as I can with Margaret.
Yeah, I was going to say, Margaret is fabulous.
She's a wonderful human being and a wonderful instructor. Mm-hmm. She gets people to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do and like it.
Yeah.
You know?
She's
where,
just...
where do you take them?
I happen to take it at Port Washington on a Friday.
Okay.
Okay, her Zumba class is wonderful, but I can't take that anymore. But that is wonderful. It'll put a smile on your face.
Good. Yeah, she's really fun. You know, I've seen her classes in action, and I mean, everyone and the Margaret's heart, as you were saying, is so big. She goes above and beyond.
And what remembers she does. Names and faces.
She really does so much. I mean, she's done amazing things for seniors who were
she
in
touches
need.
You just,
absolutely.
Okay, that's important.
Yeah, no, it is.
Because just the way your face is, the expression.
Yeah, you saw that. Yes, absolutely.
You enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
And it's great because, you know, as we were saying.
And the yoga class.
And yoga can be chair yoga. You can do it in a chair as well. Right. I want to let people know,
We have a new person. Margaret doesn't teach that,
unfortunately. Yes, Nandini. She's picking up a lot of our yoga classes. Mm-hmm. But what's great is that, you know, that is, you know, you can sit down. So obviously a Zumba is a more active kind of
it's
thing.
It's totally
so,
different.
You know, and then there's Tai Chi. You know, so there's really kind of something geared to everyone, which I think is great. And the fact that these are free, I can't say enough about it.
And oftentimes very conveniently located.
Yes, and that's where, you know, we've worked certainly hard to make sure we've kind of covered all of our bases with that. I also want to remind people that you can register for the ARP driving classes. I mean, who does not want to save money on their insurance or lower the points?
And remind oneself.
And thank you. That's the most important thing, which is just reminding myself that I need to do this because mine's up.
No. I didn't even mean that. Reminding oneself.
Oh, yeah, no, of the thing.
Cognizant.
Of, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, the fact of there's certain things, you know, if you're driving for a long time, you might forget little odds and ends, so it's always a good refresher. The 2019, the next one is going to be on October 5th between 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and that's over at Clinton G. Martin Park. And it's $20 for AARP members and $25 for non-members.
It's a gift to oneself.
Which is really good. So you can mail checks to, Clinton G. Martin Park, or we recommend you can just come in. I see people come in all the time.
Iris is hot today. A gift to oneself. I like that. It's the truth. I like that.
She's just coming out with all of her catchphrases today. Also, which is the fun thing that's coming up, is the Gold Coast International Film Festival. We will actually have on the representative for that who will come on.
Is that Gold Coast?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I'd never been there before, but I specifically went because I wanted to see what it was like and ask if you would like to have someone speak there. It's really for people who are not... who need assistance with mobility.
At the Gold Coast Arts Center you're talking
yes.
about? Yes.
Oh, this is different? Oh,
yeah, you're this is the International
I'm
Film
sorry.
Festival.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, this is at the Gold... Let me tell it, you know, while we've got it. Yes, it's at the Gold Coast Art Center in Great Neck, behind the Great Neck movie, whatever mm-hmm. the Great Neck movie's name is. And people come with their son, their daughter, who's pushing them, or in a wheelchair, or they come with their walkers
yeah, well, they
or
do.
What have you.
The Gold Coast Art Center has a lot of relationships with different
with
organizations.
With Alzheimer's.
So that's why, you know, they're partnered with all different agencies and provide programs.
But it's a free program, and mm-hmm. there's plenty of parking,
right.
and they serve refreshments.
It's probably a memory program.
Yes, yeah,
yes,
they do the memory
exactly.
Program. So November 4th, though, is the International Film Festival.
That's
that they
different.
Do. Yeah, I mean, that's film festivals all over the place. So there's always really great different movies there, and it's just a fun event. There's, you know, all different red carpet things. So we will have someone come on to talk about that. So that kicks off November 4th. So mark it
Perfect.
Down.
We're beating the clock. You got one
more.
We're
beating the clock. My God. So on
that's
this,
it.
Yes,
Making
there
memories.
Are Making Memories and Movies. This is what we were talking about. That is a free program that goes on at the Gold Coast Art Center. The next one, well, it just passed this one, so unfortunately. But they have these different ones. So they'll either have one on movies or they'll have one in music. And it's you could listen and watch a movie, and then there's a discussion. But it's designed for people with memory loss and their caregivers.
Yes, and very, very effective visual from the past and music, because I'd worked specifically
it makes a huge
amazing.
We're done. Thank you,
we're
guys.
We're perfect. Yeah. This has been a wonderful show. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend.